So yeah, we're gonna do what?
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We in the building.
1, 2. G.
It's your boy Rap Funk, man.
DJ Fly Ness here.
DJ Fly Ness in the building with me. We in the building, and this yeah. is my 2 cents. And what we gonna rap about today is hip hop, like we always do.
Yes, sir.
You know, like we always do.
That's what we are, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Gonna go ahead and introduce my man, DJ Fly Ness.
Appreciate you.
In the building, you
yes,
know.
Sir.
Coming from New York City.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And he is the man on the ones and twos. He has his own podcast up here. You know, he good friend of mine, known him for years.
Years. Decades.
You know? And I'm going to go in and let him introduce himself.
Peace, ladies and gents. DJ Fly Ness here. Hail from the Boogie Down. South Boogie BX stand up, NY stand up. Moved to Virginia in the early 90s. VA, 2 up, 2 down. 7 cities was good. And this is my 27th year DJing. And started DJing in 1991. I remember my first gig in VA was with Joe Pro, opening up for Joe Pro at the Gentleman's Club. Shout out to Walt, shout out to Joe Pro. And ever since then, I've just been up and down the East Coast doing what I do, and here we are today.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rap Funk, my man for a long time. You know, very humble dude, respect.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you.
Bless artists, you know, producer. On the low, on the low.
We don't talk about that.
We don't talk about
that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get that later. y'all get a little snippet.
Y'all get a little snippet.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? We here to kick it about, you know, hip hop.
Hip hop.
State of hip hop. We're gonna talk about the state of hip hop in the VA. I mean, that's cool with you, man.
Yeah, that's dope.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about it.
You know any let me not jump into that like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I know the people may or may not want me to just jump right into it.
Okay.
But state of hip hop in Virginia. You know, when you look at hip hop as a culture, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a movement.
It
you
is.
Know what I'm saying? Like people come together. It's like
indeed.
It's like in Virginia, 757, we got a thing called the African Fest, or we had the Afran Fest.
Right.
Now it's the Emoji Fest. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Sir.
Where everybody come together and we pretty much put out shows, you know. Well, and the Emoji Fest is more African based, and they come out and they show cultural stuff.
Yes.
What I'm talking about with hip hop is us coming out to a venue and, you know, like being aware of what groups is popping out here, you know, supporting
indeed.
Each other,
indeed.
You know, trying to show out and this, that, and the third. And so I look at that as a hip hop environment per se, you know what I'm saying? So the state of hip hop in the 757 right now, to me, is a little, you know, is missing something.
I think it is. It's missing more networking, if you ask me. You know, and we delved on this earlier. You know, basically, if we show more support for each other, kind of make it like a conglomerate, if you will. And I'm not saying that your camp got to really rock with my camp all the time, but
right.
there's always room for ideas and
growth.
Partnerships and yeah.
The biggest room in the house is the room for improvement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's my whole thought process on that. I think 757 hip hop, I'm not gonna say it's stagnant because that's a bit stern. But I will say
then what is it?
It's
not stagnant, then
just,
what is it, my
it's just
brother?
Moving very slow. As far as local talent.
know, right.
Well, you got your Missy's and you got your, you know, you got your...
big up Missy, but you know, she older. Missy,
you know.
She not right. on the scene right now.
You know, same thing, you know, shout out to Skills, you know.
Skills.
Respect, big up. You know.
Not on the scene right now.
A lot of people that have come from here, you know, they made commercial success. And that's well and
but
good.
But they not on the scene right now.
They not on the scene, and that's what I mean.
Even when they was on the scene, all right, I'm going to put it to you. And you know Atlanta is always the best comparison. Big up to the cats in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And in these other southern states to show that coming together in numbers means something. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Strength is in numbers.
It's always been.
But you know what I'm saying? I'm going to use Atlanta as a comparison.
Sure.
Like down in ATL, you know. I mean, you know, they got local artists that you might not ever hear in another state, but they popping and they doing good.
Exactly.
In Atlanta. You know exactly. what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, this is because it's a support system out there, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. They're used to networking out there. They're used to saying, oh, what you doing over there? Okay, mm-hmm. well, let me see what I could do to kind of fit in, or let me see what I could do to kind of contribute. Maybe you could help me with what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. But I see what you over there doing. Let me see what you're doing. Then I'm going to show you a little bit of what I'm doing or what I can do.
Okay. I mean...
Everybody has a different skill set. Everybody has a
so
different
time. So you don't think they doing that in VA? You know, so you don't think that yeah. they... Well, yeah. you think they just go in the booth and put this shit down on...
No, I...
Taping.
No, there's been a few meet and greets as far as the industry is concerned. But at the end of the day, that's what I mean.
Because I'm challenging like, that. I'm challenging that. I'm saying they don't. I'm saying that they don't do that. I mean, and when they do it, it's so superficial. It's like music ain't even
a
matter. You know.
So you're saying it's more like pop and circumstance, basically. Like
right,
just
right,
kind of
right,
like
right,
for the show.
Right. And you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna name no names, but cats do that.
Like they ain't gonna call nobody out today.
Nah, cats go to the club, you know, and they talking about they had an album release party.
Yeah.
Play other musicians shit. Don't perform. Sit in the VIP.
Talk about it.
Drink fucking liquor. And want to be the superstar. Want to sit there and be the superstar all night. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, you yes, know sir. What I'm saying? When that don't work out, they go back to their mother house. they fake it out.
They fake it out. They fake it till they don't make it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They fake it till they don't make it. Talk about it.
That's what they do.
That's what they do, kid.
And you know, I don't know what OG told them that was the right shit to do. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody, and we talked about this last week. Everybody try to keep up with the Joneses. Everybody, you know, everybody in the hood got Jordans on, but ain't got no gas in their car. Ain't got no Metro card in their pocket. You know, for those who live in the inner city, like it's crazy to me.
And it's easy to get a Metro card in the city.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
You know what I'm saying?
That's been the problem since day one. No will for networking.
So you just think it's all in the networking?
Nah, not all of it, but that's a big part of it.
Because it's not like, all right, boom, maybe I'm off the scene. But I can't be that far off the scene because I live around here. You know what I'm saying?
We're never off the scene. We might be a little beyond the blip of the radar because that's what we decide to do.
But I want to be on the radar, but shit don't be moving me.
It's a fine line.
Shit don't be moving me, G.
It's a fine line.
And I ain't going to say it don't be moving me. Like, you know, sometimes... You gotta lure a motherfucker into your shit. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker sometimes. Ain't gonna always just immediately like, be like, yo, that shit is fire and be on this shit. No. Sometimes you gotta appeal to a motherfucker to lure him in.
You definitely gotta.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers on. Not appealing to motherfuckers to lure him in. They like, fuck it, I'm doing what I'm doing, straight shot, bam.
Yeah, no. And I totally agree with that concept because me as a DJ, one of the primary things for me with my fan base is that I'm transparent. You know, I love my fans. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'll do anything for my fans.
I love my fans too. You know, that's a plug. That's a plug.
Plug. Plug. No, but I mean, you know, I've been doing what I do so long, and it's, I love it. You know, because I do get to network with people. You know, and the whole thing about it is you got to have some nostalgia about you. You have to have, what's the word I'm looking for?
Charisma.
And thank you. That's what I was looking for. You have to be charismatic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I try to, you know, I try to exert that. You know, it's taking me pretty all right, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I mean, yeah, you definitely got to have charisma, man. You know, you got to be able to talk to people, be able to make people smile and laugh and, you know.
You got to be that positive, you know what I mean? You got to be that light.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I chose the role of the bad guy. I want to be the good bad guy.
You want to be the good bad guy?
Yeah, because, you know what I'm saying, back in high school.
Yes, sir.
I used to fight a lot.
Okay.
But see, what motherfuckers don't know is I used to fight for the underdogs. I used to fight for the motherfuckers who was getting picked on.
Okay.
And I used to fight the bullies.
You used to fight the bullies on their behalf.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I was a fucking proxy and shit. But all people really saw was me fighting and shit.
All they saw was you fighting.
Yeah.
They ain't see you defending nobody.
Nah, yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody just picking on somebody for no reason. And I thought that shit was soft.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, son.
I hate bullies. Even to this day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't have to fight a lot, but I did fight some bullies back in the day.
Yeah, I fought a lot, but you know.
No, say no to bully.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's like just saying, you know, I'm the bad guy, but I'm a good guy. It ain't like I'm a really bad guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just calling you on your shit.
Hey, and, you know.
And, you know, and a lot of people don't like that, you know. But that's really the good guy.
Well,
but that's the bad guy.
You got to sometimes. You got to take it or leave it. You got to take it or leave it. You know, some people like their stuff to be indirect. And when somebody comes. At
some niggas ain't got time for that indirect shit, man.
Some people don't. But if you ask me, a lot of people can't take the truth, and that's why, you know, when you come straight shot at the people, sometimes they don't know how to take you. It's like me, I bend and flex, so, you know, I take it either way, you know. But I prefer somebody tell me straight up, like, yo, whatever, blah blah blah, whoop de whoop, and tell me just straight up, than trying to beat around the bush and be like, well, maybe you should,
Right. That's no bueno.
No bueno.
I figure it'd take less time to just go in and tell me straight up.
That's what I'm saying. Tell me straight up.
Go to sleep trying to figure shit out.
Yeah, you know, I mean, trying to decode shit.
Like, I don't understand. Yeah. But then when a motherfucker tell somebody something straight up, they gotta check their feelings. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying about the hip hop around here.
Yeah.
You know, the shit I'm saying is just real shit. I mean, it's real shit to me. If somebody can disprove me and my real shitness, then I want them to disprove me.
I mean, no, I you know, I agree with you. I mean,
and this shit could be happening in like mad other cities.
I'm not saying that there's, like I say, I'm not saying that there is not movement here. There's always movement in the 75, but for as far as local artists, shake my head, because I see it, but there's no. There's no camaraderie.
What I'm saying.
There's no union in it. And it's like we're all fighting for the same thing, but there's no parallel, if you will. There's no intersection of the parallel.
Everybody can make it, but everybody want to make it at the same time. And that's what I'm saying.
Everybody wants to make it now.
Right. That's what I'm
saying.
But
what people don't realize is that it's a lengthy, lengthy, lengthy process.
Fuck yeah, man. That shit is a lengthy process, man. That shit is not overnight even.
No.
I mean, a lot it's of these overnight. Superstars that you see are not living too much better than the way you live.
Agreed.
I mean, that's real shit.
Agreed. And, you know, you have to really watch what you ask for, because a lot of these artists that we see on TV and on the videos and these Lear jets and popping champagne and riding these Bentleys, when they leave that photo shoot and they go back to their crib, they depressed, they sad.
Yeah.
You know, they want to be with their family.
Just think, audience, what I want y'all to do, when y'all look at a motherfucker on their Instagram shit, when y'all see them doing these videos, look in the background. 9 times out of 10, they in a hotel. If they not in a hotel, they look like they're in an apartment that basically look like your own crib. You know what I'm saying? Think about that. You know what I'm saying? When they showing off, they at a resort. In private jets, they don't own them. They rent them for trips. You know what I'm saying? They rent them for trips.
And that's the thing, is like, you have to really be careful about that type of stuff. These illusions and the perceptions that these artists sometimes, you know, will exude, you have to really be careful about that, because they're not really doing all those things. And it's just like Rap Funk said, they're not living that much better than we are. A lot of them are in the hole, if you ask me.
Right.
Because you put out a hit record, and then their label's like, well, you know what? Now, the next album, we're going to let you put out a second album, but it has to supersede the sales on that first one. Well, they make you work more.
Right. They work you like a slave.
Yes.
And you don't get money.
You don't get shit.
You don't get money until a long time after royalties start coming
and
in.
And that, well, I'm glad you delved into that, because that's key. And a lot of these artists out here just think that they're just going to get paid without any knowledge of...
I mean, if you get paid... Let me tell you artists and producers one thing. If you get paid up front on a deal, then more than likely you ain't going to get no kickback. If you get paid a lot of money up front, you going to get little to no royalty shit. So,
and a lot of times, that's what the artists go for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, and I'll even mention Nori. Shout out to Nori. Shout out to Left Rack. Nori, when he came out, you know, in the 90s and such, he didn't know about royalties. He didn't know about publishing and none of that. So he mentioned it himself. He said, you know, they took me for a lot of my royalties.
Mm-hmm.
That man made millions and millions of records sold.
Right.
He should be filthy rich. And I'm not in Nori's pockets, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he may be rich right now, but what I'm saying is, because of his lack of knowledge at that time.
Right, right. It took him for a loop.
He could have been
further than where he's at now. And that's just all fact that they got him for some guap. You know what I'm saying? He made the bad decision. And a lot of you new artists will know that your first deal is always going to be like a real bad deal. But you can change the deal. If you perform, then you can renegotiate. Word is bond. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's always room for negotiation.
But we can't even get my niggas in the 757 to get to that level where they'll be able to renegotiate. You know what I'm saying? We can't even, you know... We get one cat from the area to do something, and then the whole area, I mean, what the hell, man? We need to be shooting like a buckshot, man. When one shot come, that shit just spread. A whole bunch of different bucks. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I mean.
Cats are shooting like a sniper single gun shot or something. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man.
It's like I said, you know, everybody wants to be out now, but there has to be room for networking, there has to be room for, you know, conglomerates, you know, there has to be room for different things, you know.
Yeah, gotta
look be. Look at Rough Riders, you know, back when they came out. I mean, we're talking about back in the day, yes, but
mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to say is they made that compilation album. They had Dragon up there. They had yep. Swizz Beatz up. They had, you know, DMX. You know, they had everybody was up there. Eve the Lox, you know. And then they kind of branched off into their own sectors. You
right.
See what I'm saying? Even Wu-Tang.
Yeah, Wu-Tang.
Look at what Wu-Tang did. 9 motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
9 cats.
9 motherfuckers.
9 cats.
And they
branched off.
They branched off.
Their whole deal was a branch off. It's like, yo, we gonna give you this, but niggas can get signed independently. Then some cats went to Def Jam. I think Method Man went to Def Jam. Then, you know, then I think Jizzle went to Geffen or something like that.
Right, I believe so.
Yeah, but they
love Jizzle. Right. With swords.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's
king.
cats around here never do nothing like that.
And that's what's needed. That's what's needed. Even
if they did that, this should have sounded the same. Every verse should sound the same.
Taking it back to Missy and Skills, even they formed a conglomerate with the Super Friends.
That was Mad Skills, though. Nah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that was Skills, not and Missy, but Richmond.
Yes,
folk. Yeah, yeah. I forget they names, but
that's what I mean, like.
And I didn't really like Super Friends, to be honest.
You didn't like Super Friends? They were okay. Yeah. They were okay to me, but
they were okay at best. Mad Skills was the guy. The other guys, I don't know so much.
She said, "I don't know so much."
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why Mad Skills is still in the game and they're not, mm-hmm. because he's one of the better ones. But regardless of that. They still didn't form a conglomerate. The more of a conglomerate was with like Missy, Timbaland,
Magoo.
Then you had Nicole Ray.
Yeah, Nicole.
You know
Ray.
What I'm saying? And then and then Magoo.
Player.
I don't remember Player. But then they were
a group. But they were like R&B more so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but they were in that group as well.
And then you had like Ginuwine,
Nicole Ray, Magnu.
Then you had, you know what I'm saying?
Timbaland, Ginuwine, Aaliyah, Rest Her Soul.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, basically. Well, not Aaliyah, but you know what I'm saying. Most of them cats is from like Virginia, D.C. area.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They and from they, VADC. Now that's a conglomerate. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You
yes.
know what I'm saying? And
yes.
then
yes.
Pharrell come into the mix and bring
Ooh.
Like the Clips and them, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then, you know,
I mean,
the Clips, I would say, tried their hardest to do what I'm trying to say because they had the re-up game. You know what I'm saying? And the re-up game was basically local niggas. You know what I'm saying? And he had them doing what they was doing.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
And he was trying to use his platform to help them with their platform.
Mm-hmm.
But that was when they was after they was having issues with their label.
With their label, right.
You know what I'm saying? That. But they still came back and tried to do something with their people. You know what I'm saying? Keep the buzz going.
Keep it going.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out the Clips, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. But still, you know, the same thing. You know, they didn't give a fuck about a nigga. They didn't give a fuck about the next motherfucker.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, they didn't.
If you told them you had something popping, they be like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm doing my shit.
Yeah, I'm doing my shit. They like straight deaf ears and shit.
Yeah.
Blind eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, when you reach a certain level of success, you either do one of two things. You either put your blinds on and just run with the other horses and don't even look to turn around, or you stop and you say, all right, I'm in this position. Let me see who I can pull up.
I mean, if you want longevity, you'll pull up. You'll see who you can pull up. If you just run into a finish line, it ain't nothing after the finish line. It's just the finish line.
It's just the finish line.
You know what I'm saying? If you just trying to go and go, then you'll let motherfuckers, you'll drop that superstar shit and leave that shit for the crowd and shit. You know what I'm saying? For the stage and shit.
For the stage.
You know what I'm saying?
Some people just overhype it. Some people don't draw a line between the hype and the actual person.
And unfortunately, sometimes that be the motherfucking artists themselves. And that's bringing it back to the state of hip-hop around here. I wish I could bring up some names.
Yeah.
And maybe I will. another time, but you know, I don't really want to give any props to people, you know, that don't really deserve it. But what I will give props to, I will big up my man Knotts, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely
DMP.
Fam Lay. I was just thinking about Knotts, you know.
You know what I'm saying? He out here, like, Knotts is like one of the, it ain't even one of the, to me, my dude, for real, and you can get down par for par, beat for beat, beat battle, or whatever the fuck they do nowadays. If you put anybody against motherfucking Nas, that nigga's gonna win. That nigga's, if it's somebody out there crazier than Knotts,
he's a monster, yo.
Yeah, if you can fucking sit through a Knotts beat and not bop your head, then you're a fucking alien, or you have no soul. Something is going on.
That's hip hop.
That's VA hip hop.
That's Knotts is that straight VA hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Straight. Respect the Knotts.
You know what I'm saying? And he made so many classics for people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
he
I'm saying?
He worked with Busta, didn't he?
Yeah, he worked.
He made a lot of beats with Busta.
Yeah, he made a lot of beats for a lot of people, man.
Yeah.
If anybody out there listening and they don't know about Knotts, Notz, you know what I'm saying? Knotts Raw.
Knotz Raw.
Then
super dope producer.
Yeah. What's Usher Roth? What's his name? Usher Roth. What the fuck? The white dude name?
I can't think of it.
The
right
white
now.
Rapper dude. He fucked with him too, man. He fucked with a lot of the game. Dr. Dre. Fuck, I could just say a rapper name, Few Snickers. No, he fuck with a Few Snickers.
There you go.
Who fuck with every damn body, man?
That man said the Few Snickers. Shaq Fu.
He did a beat for Kanye. Got them on Barry Bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crazy. Mm-hmm. That was the craziest joint on that album. Barry Bonds. Mm-hmm.
He's dope, man.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man.
And he's consistent with it, too.
Yep. We gonna do, y'all. We gonna wrap this up. Talk to our shit. You got any on blast?
Last minute thing.
Yep.
Peace to everybody listening, man. Yeshua's love. God is love. Shout out to Christian Manny and Gabe. We out.
All right, Joe. We about to be up out of here. Your boy Rap Funk, DJ Fly Ness, My Two Cents. Y'all got any issues with anything I said or any questions? Y'all can definitely respond to me. Send me a message. Good or bad, happy, sad, I'll read it all, I promise. If you don't, then I won't know. And then, you know, I'll continue to do what I do. But, you know, this is a class participation effort,
No doubt.
And we're reaching our 30-minute mark, so I'm going to go ahead and drop this like that. I changed my account type, so I can't really drop no music right now. But until next time, holla back. Peace.